Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You're listening to the Extra Point Show from the Just Call Jed Studios. Injured? Call Jed.com. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back into the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550 on this Friday morning. Brayton Wilson, Paul Hamilton here with you. And excited to be joined on the Wester Hotline here on WGR by Stephen Ellis from the Daily Faceoff. You can find him on Twitter at SEllisHockey and also at DailyFaceoff.com. Stephen, it's the exciting season now for hockey as the playoffs are over and we get ready for draft prep. How are you today?
I'm good. You know, it's an exciting time that we kind of, you know, like last year, you looked at how late that playoff run went and it basically led right into everyone's NHL draft plans. Everyone gets a couple days to breathe and then the chaos begins again.
Right, exactly. Well, we're looking ahead to this 2025 draft. The Sabres draft 9th overall. And we'll get to the Sabres in just a little bit. But before we do that, I do want to get the chance to talk a little bit about this draft class in general. And starting right up at the top, Matthew Schaefer has been widely regarded as the number one prospect in this draft class, despite only playing 17 games this season. Where do you see him in your mind? Is he your number one prospect? And is there anyone else that can kind of compare to him in terms of trying to challenge for that number one pick?
He is a special defenseman. Like, you look at some of the best blue liners that we've seen come to the draft the last couple of years. You obviously look at Cale Makar, Adam Fox, Quinn Hughes, Rasmus Dahlin, and I think Schaefer's going to be one of those guys in that group there. It's a guy that just does so much with the puck, an outstanding skater, best offensive defenseman, one of the best defensive defensemen too. He can play the power play, he can do the penalty kill. Like, this is someone who can do everything. And even though, yeah, it was a small sample size this year, he just found ways to just excite scouts every single time. And he's also just one of the most mature prospects I've ever talked to. For a guy that had to deal with so much tragedy with his mother passing away, his other mom passing away, all the injuries he's had to deal with, like, this is a guy who's still so upbeat, positive, and clearly can perform at a high level. So I'm excited to see what he's able to do. Like, I don't think he'll be in the NHL right away next year because he's going to need time to adjust, but I could see him going and playing some preseason games, turning some heads, and then kind of showing everybody what he's capable of.
It's also impressive the fact that he's also one of the youngest players being just days away from being eligible for the 2026 class.
Yeah, and that's the thing about that. I don't love to look at the age of players necessarily because I feel like it gets overhyped a bit, but when it comes to just, like, he has had a little less time than everybody else, and he has obviously played much this year, and, like, he probably wouldn't be first overall in next year's draft, so it kind of works out for him, but this is a guy that you don't find defensemen like him often, and it's just really exciting.
Looking behind Schaefer at number one with the Islanders if he goes there, which a lot of people do believe that he is bound to be the first overall pick of the Islanders. Then we look at a guy like Michael Misa, who I think a lot of people as well expect him to be number two to the San Jose Sharks. I mean, what can you tell us about the forward group this year? I know that it's a little bit intriguing with this group because it feels almost like sort of vibes of 2014, where you've got the number one defenseman at the top of the class, maybe not the talks of generational like Aaron Ekblad was, but then you have three really intriguing, highly skilled forwards that kind of reflect a little bit of the Sam Reinhart, Leon Draisaitl, and Sam Bennett sort of complexion there with that class.
Yeah, this draft is not the strongest draft class we've ever seen, but it's got some really good value at the top. Like Michael Misa, just a superb talent up front. Like trying to find a flaw in his game, it's going to be very difficult. Just had a monster season in the OHL. And while some of the Sharks probably would have preferred to have Schaefer, just because they really do need a high-end defenseman in their system. And, you know, Misa with Will Smith and Celebrini, that's the most insane center depth I think we would have ever seen. I still think that that's a good pick there. Then you look at Anton Trundell. Brady Martin is this guy that you watch Brad Marchand. You look at Matt Tkachuk, and Brady Martin is a very similar style player in the way that he competes in battles and wins pucks. And that's a guy you win with. Caleb Desnoyers has won a lot already between Team Canada and also in QMJHL, I should say. Jake O'Brien, smart. Roger McQueen's got size and skill. So there is a lot of value to be found in that top 10 offensively. And I think everyone kind of points out in most draft years, it's the number two pick where things get interesting. This year, it's number three, the Chicago Blackhawks. That's where we'll see kind of which forward they take and how that really impacts everybody else.
Where the Sabres are right now in nine, are they in like a decent spot where they're going to get a certain level of player before it kind of drops off to a level where it may take multiple years for these players to develop? How would you characterize where the Sabres kind of sit at nine with this draft class?
I think it's one where I don't expect anyone to be quick to the NHL at this point, but like one name to keep an eye on will be Porter Martone. That's a name that some people think could slip a little bit outside of the top five, and then depending on the team's needs, like that would be a perfect fit. And that was a guy when like Buffalo was looking at a potential fourth or fifth overall pick, that was the guy I was targeting for them, because he just brings a lot of intensity, maybe not to the level that some scouts wish he could for a guy who could be the power forward, but he can hit guys, he can be aggressive, but he also has one of the best shots in the entire draft. He became this stout playmaker this year, and he's extremely smart, so that would be a good pick. If he's not available, Radim Murka, 6'6" defenseman who loves to rush the puck. Keshawn Aitchison, another defenseman who just wants to go out there and kill everybody, but he's got the skill with the puck to back it up. Jack Smith, one of the more well-rounded offensive blue liners. Victor Eklund will be a guy that can be interesting to see. Like, he's one of the better wingers in this draft. Again, a great shot. Loves exploiting open ice, kind of like Porter Martone, so we'll see there. But yeah, like there's going to be some really good talent, guys that I think could be in the NHL 2-3 years. And hopefully by then, if you're the Sabres, you've been in the playoffs once or twice by then, and you can kind of get one of these guys to start to be a big part of that future. But there's going to be some really good players at nine. And that's the thing, like you go past the top 10, that's when things start to leak out a little bit. So you kind of like being in that spot.
Stephen Ellis, prospect analyst for the Daily Faceoff, joining us on the Wester Hotline here on WGR. Stephen, you kind of talked about Porter Martone falling down the board. I've seen a ton of mock drafts where you see Martone maybe going 3 to Chicago or even falling as far as 9 to Buffalo. I saw a couple of them yesterday where he fell to Buffalo at number 9. What other surprises are you maybe expecting or could you see within the top 10 of this draft?
Well, Roger McQueen is definitely the most interesting, and that's because he's had multiple back injuries. And for a guy, like, first off, back injuries are tough for anybody, but when you're a big guy, that has also shown that could be an issue, a la Caden Lidstrom this season with the Columbus Blue Jackets. So you want to be careful there, but he's got top five skill. And I remember there was a point where some people were talking about him as the best prospect in this draft because he has the size. He's got the skill at the puck. Does that sound like a familiar guy for the Buffalo Sabres? But that's the thing where he gets taken will kind of really spice things up, because I'd be concerned about his health history because of those injuries, and especially since what we just saw with Caden Lidstrom. But I think when you look at the value that he brings, that when he's healthy and he's at the top of his game, he's one hell of a prospect. And I think that will just really kind of change things up depending on where he goes.
Now, given where the Sabres are, again, at number nine, sitting, as you made mention earlier, that once you get outside of the top 10, things get a little murkier in terms of maybe where the projection of some of these prospects may go, even though this is there are still some decent names out there. But what do you think the Sabres should do with that number nine pick? There's plenty of talk here that absolutely they should try to move that pick, given maybe some of the assets that they already have here. But is in your mind, would it be all right if they sat with that pick and made that selection? Or do you feel that maybe they should try to get aggressive and move the pick in order to try and gain an asset that can help them immediately?
I think they should keep the pick, and part of that also is you just look like historically in the last 20 years that teams in the top 10 just don't trade their picks. So I think it gets talked about as this thing that happens a lot when in reality it just doesn't. But you never have too many good prospects. You know, there's going to be some guys that you really believe highly in that just don't pan out. Like obviously Matt Savoy was a guy that they probably were hoping would be this really high-end prospect. Turns out he's pretty expendable. When you get a guy, if you have a guy like Bartone up there, I would want to keep him there. I would want to keep the opportunity of potentially getting a Radamurka or a Kashawn Aitchison. So those are guys that will just give you that extra depth you really need. And I think having a high-end prospect is a lot more valuable than just trading a draft pick. And I think that's the sense I'm getting this year, that teams aren't going to be willing to spend a lot to get a high draft pick this year because it isn't this high-end super draft. You're not getting a Gavin McKenna or any of the guys we're going to see next year when that draft is going to be stronger. So if I'm the Sabres, I'm keeping that pick and hoping that guy's in the NHL in 2 or 3 years.
Now, last year we did see the Sabres move down three spots from 11 to 14, and with the 14th pick, they took Konstantin Hellenius with that pick. Is this a draft? I know you made mention outside of the top 10, it gets a little more murkier, but who are some of the prospects that, let's just hypothetically say the Sabres trade back three, four spots, they go to 12, 13, or 14 again. Who are maybe some of the more interesting names there that could be available for the Sabres if they do find a way that, you know, they make a trade that's beneficial to them and they happen to move down the board?
Well, I think the Aitchison, the guy I mentioned earlier, is the guy that will probably be available for them. Like, this is one of my favorite prospects in the draft because he is one of the hardest hitters, but he's also so defensively strong, and he's coming off a season where he had around 20 goals and 50 points. So he knows what to do with the puck. Some scouts don't think he's going to be able to translate that offensively to the big leagues, and he's not huge by any means, but he's just so competitive that I believe he's going to be able to make it work. Jackson Smith could be a top four defenseman. It's not a super strong year for defensemen, but you're getting some good options around this pick. They're like the 10 to 13 area. You look at Victor Eklund, I can see him still being available depending on, again, where Roger McLean goes. Justin Carboneau just had a really good season in the queue with nearly 50 goals and around 90 points. Carter Bear, a very competitive forward out of the WHL. He got injured near the end of the regular season, so we didn't get to see him kind of hit his full potential, but that is one athletic kid, man. He can go out there and beat almost anyone in a one-on-one situation. So there's going to be some talent, not the high-end talent, but I think you're still looking at guys who could be the maybe a second line forward or even a second pairing defenseman.
One of the more interesting questions I think gets asked anytime there's a draft is first round goaltenders. I know that it's been a couple of years since we've seen a first round goaltender going, but this year seems like there's that possibility with a guy like Joshua Ravensbergen. I mean, do you see a team within the top 32 being aggressive and willing to go swing for a goaltender?
Absolutely, especially teams that have multiple first-round picks, like whether it be Nashville, whether it be Columbus, even Philadelphia. Like, that's a guy that a lot of teams should be targeting. He's big, takes up a lot of space, he's got a really good glove hand. Like, he's got the size, but he doesn't have to just rely on being a big goaltender to make saves. He can go out there and just be this one athletic demon who's just got just great speed. So I think that is one there. I'm not even sure he's the best goalie in the draft. I think that could be Jack Ivan Kovic. Like, remember that name. Like, this is the guy that has a lot of similarities to Dustin Wolf at the same time. And I thought Dustin Wolf was a first-round quality prospect back in 2019. So Ivan Kovic's small. He's 5'11", moves very well, great glove hand. But he's going to fall in the draft because he's only 5'11". Now, his dad is 6'5". He is a former OHL goaltender. So you kind of hope he's got time left to grow. But, you know, at 18 years old, you don't see a lot of guys have these massive growth spurts. So you never know. But I still think Ravensburg is going to go in the first round. And part of that is because the talent just falls off at a certain point around like the 23, 24, 25. I think teams are going to just try to bet high here and pick a guy who many believe will be an NHL starter one day.
All right, before we move on to some of the Sabres prospects, Steven, I do want to ask you, because we always like to look ahead with drafts, especially here in Buffalo, because we haven't been to the playoffs in a while. But looking ahead to 2026, this class seems like a really, really strong class, maybe one of the stronger classes we've seen in recent years. What can you tell us about the 2026 class and what to expect out of this group?
Yeah, this is a really exciting group, headlined by Gavin McKenna, who's receiving some of the most hype we've seen of a prospect in a long time. Well, I shouldn't say a long time, I guess. Connor Bedard. So they just outstanding season, 129 points to the WHL. Many believe he's going to go to the NCAA route. So, maybe he's even closer for Sabres fans to go see next year. Although you probably don't want to be picking first overall next year. But in general, just a guy that's going to be a really special talent. Ivar Stenberg out of Sweden had a monster year, one of the most productive players in the Swedish U-20 league, like dominated to the point where like players in this year's draft didn't even come close. So that's really exciting. Looking for a really good puck moving defenseman, Ryan Lynn out of the Vancouver Giants. Not big, but he's got the skill of the puck to make it work. I really like Keaton Verhoff, a massive defenseman, 21 goals this year. Also of interest, like he only started playing defense when he was 12 years old. Before that, he was a goalie. So he had a bit of a short run time to become one of the best prospects, say, in hockey. So that's exciting. We also might see the highest ranked prospect out of Latvia, which is pretty cool. Oliver Smirnieks. Could be a top 10 prospect. Maybe later in the first round, we'll see. But he just had a huge season in the USHL, his first year living in North America. He's kind of seen as the future of Latvian hockey. So he's not Zemgus Girgensons, who was never exactly a goal scorer, but this guy is going to be just an exciting prospect. So, yeah, it's a good group. You always kind of say the year before, like, let's look forward to next year. But I think there's a lot of hype for next season for a good reason.
Steven Ellis from the Daily Faceoff joining us on the Western Hotline here on WGR. He's on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it still, at S. Ellis Hockey. You can find him there. Steven, now shifting back to the Buffalo Sabres, certainly at the NHL team, it's still frustrating because the team hasn't been able to get to the playoffs over the last 14 seasons. However, when looking at their prospect depth, at least, and seeing how the Rochester Americans have played over the years, they're having some consistency getting to the playoffs and having some success. What do you make of the Sabres prospect group and kind of where the direction of the franchise is going given the struggles that they continue to have at the NHL level?
I think we've got like around the top 10 in terms of top prospects here. Like, I really am a believer in Kostas Lanius. I think that was one of the smartest players we saw in last year's draft, and he's not going to be a high-end offensive threat. And I think when teams were looking at him in the draft, they say, okay, this guy's going to be a very good player. The floor is definitely much higher than a lot of others, but the ceiling wasn't as high. But that's okay, because the Sabres do have a good number of young players, but you need someone who could be this all-around threat, who could battle hard and could play a 200-foot game, and that's what he's able to do. I also do really believe in Devin Levi still. A lot less than I think I used to, but you look at what he's been able to do in Rochester, and I think that you still got to be excited about his potential there. He was rushed to the NHL, no question about it. He was too good for college, but he should have never seen the NHL ice in his rookie season, and I think that was a mistake. So after seeing all this time in Rochester, I still am a believer that he could be similar to a Dustin Wolf, not to the same level, but I still think he's going to be a very strong goaltender. I like Noah Olsland. He's good. Isaac Rosie's another one. So there's some good offensive threats. They obviously need a bit more blue line help, so that could make things interesting if they do want to take someone like a Jackson Smith or a Kashawn Aitchison. But I do like where this pipeline is now. You just got to start turning that into actual success at this point, which I know Sabres fans want that.
The one thing that I really liked about Kostas Helenius, as you made mention, he's just that complete 200-foot player that certainly has a high floor, not the high ceiling, as you mentioned, but He reminds me a lot of a guy that has had a ton of success in the Stanley Cup final and the Stanley Cup playoffs this year, and even last year too, Anton Frundell. I mean, if the Sabres were able to get somebody, a production out of Konstantelianis like an Anton Frundell, I mean, in my eyes at least, that's a huge win, especially for where they drafted him.
Yeah, like the Panthers, that's the thing when you look at the way that lineup is made. It's like you've got three lines that could be, you could go up against any line clearly in the NHL. And what you bring up Helene, so maybe he is your third line center. Maybe he's a third line guy, but he's going to be really good at that because he's got a ton of skill. He's really smart. He battles hard. He could play with anyone. And that is very valuable. Like we saw him play at every level last year with the Finnish junior programs. And I felt like he kind of ended on a sour note because he just kind of had an okay performance of the U18s, but he went from playing with them, like playing pro hockey in Finland, played a couple of games with the senior men's team, went back and played some U18 games, and then went and played with the world championship team. Like I felt like the way his season ended, it was great to see him at all these events, but he had to play so many different roles, and I think that was difficult on him. But when he was able to focus this year, you saw what he was capable of doing in the AHL. I liked him at the World Juniors. He was one of Finland's best players. So I do think there's a really good future for him. And I loved Anton Lundell in his draft year. I thought was a guy that was just severely underrated and was going to be a good value player. And we've seen him really come alive in Florida. So, yeah, I really actually do like that comparison. I feel like this is a guy you could probably win with because he's not going to be a major difference maker up front. But you put him in mid-pack of your lineup, and he's going to be very, very good at that. And when a player is described often as a third-line player, some people are like, oh, he's not that great. Brad Marchand was a third-line player in this playoff. How about Lou Esterainen, who is one of the most productive players in the playoffs, 5-on-5? Like, you still need good third-line players, and I feel like that's where he ends up being. Blaney's is going to be a good one.
And the last thing I'll ask you here about Sabres prospects in particular, is there anyone this year that kind of this upcoming season, I should say, that kind of sticks out to you and that you're really looking forward to following along with? I know you follow a lot of prospects, both NHL prospects and also the upcoming prospects, but anybody within the Sabres organization that is going to catch your eye for the upcoming 25-26 campaign?
Well, obviously you want to kind of see if Levi can make the next step, but I've been intrigued with what I've seen from Nikita Dovikov, who 6'3" defenseman, moves well, kind of was out of a prospect no one really thought was going to go anywhere. He was a 6th-round pick, but I think as he got more comfortable in the KHL 2 years ago, you could see a guy that maybe be more of a shutdown guy in the NHL. And 2 seasons in the AHL, he's put up some decent production. He's been much more physical than we ever saw him against a man in the KHL. So maybe he's only a third-pairing defenseman at best. Maybe he's a 7th or 8th defenseman, but I'm intrigued because I don't think anyone saw this guy coming close to being an NHL player. And I feel like he's done enough and he shows enough that he might be something in the system.
All right. Well, Steven, feel free to give yourself a plug and tell people where people can find you and what you got coming out ahead of the draft next week, Friday at this time.
Yep. So my final draft rankings are out, 120 players. It's fun to do that. Mock drafts coming out next week. And, they're definitely going to have a ton more prospect profiles leading up to LA, and I'll be there. I'm looking forward to see how different it is as a decentralized draft, but I'm excited for everyone to be back in person for next year.
Yeah, that is one thing that I'm really interested to see how the decentralized draft is going to be. Like, is Gary Bettman going to be sort of like Roger Goodell in announcing the pick, or is it going to be Bill Daly, or are they going to go do the whole COVID thing, which was just, it dragged on that COVID. The two COVID drafts dragged on so long because they were just, oh, let's go back to Buffalo. Let's go to Montreal to their draft party and see what the pick is. To me, it's going to be interesting to see how it is. I hope it's not going to be dragging on like a few years ago with the COVID drafts, but man, it is going to be unfortunate not to also see all the GMs, you know, getting up and chatting with each other, and then somebody in the crowd randomly tweeting, Stan Bowman just got up and he's now chatting with Kevin Adams. Like, it's just, you know, the fun times are no longer exactly there, but I'm interested to see it.
See, for me, you look at it and this gives an opportunity for at least the people that are going to call out the picks. I'm assuming it's going to be like people with ties to the team, like maybe bring out Ryan Miller or Maxi Mafinagana, who knows? And I think that'll be interesting. Like, I was right by Celine Dion when she walked by last year with the pick in her hand that said, "I'm a Demidov." I thought that was pretty cool, but it's going to be different. But hey, for the players, there's still going to be 100 of them there. They're looking forward to it.
Well, Steven, I appreciate you pulling out the Maxim Afinogenov reference here for him coming out and making a selection for the Sabres. But always appreciate the time, good sir. Best of luck with you for the rest of this upcoming week ahead of the draft, and we'll talk again, I'm sure, down the line.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Steven Ellis from the Daily Faceoff joining us here on the Wester Hotline. We'll step aside and we'll come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Brayton Wilson, Paul Hamilton here on the Extra Point Show, and you're listening to WGR. Some good stuff from Steven Ellis. Our conversation that we had with him is available for you on demand at WGR550.com. Thanks again to Steven for joining us from the Daily Faceoff. He's got a ton of good stuff on the draft and prospects and everything like that. Again, our thanks as well to Rob Ray for joining us earlier in the show in the 10:30 hour. Yesterday, we had Amy Lezikowski from the 11-Day Power Play, and then we also had Mike Morial from NHL.com. Brayton Wilson here with you. Paul Hamilton also tagging along on this Friday on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. By the way, the show is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Still feel free to give us a thought with your thoughts on what exactly the Sabres should do this offseason, whether it pertains to trading Jason Robertson, which Paul and I have talked about in plenty of detail today. Bowen Byram, what exactly the Sabres should do with him. 803-0550 or 1-888-550-2550 are the numbers. Paul, looking at the Twitter poll that I put up, where are you on Jason Robertson as a potential trade target for the Sabres? 58% of people are saying, heck yeah, they should definitely go get him. 25% are about there saying, that's fine, no problem. Only 5%, which is good to see such a low amount of people saying pass. I think it's a no-brainer for the Sabres.
Yeah, I would.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Kind of, I'd be interested to hear why folks would want to pass on a good hockey player like that.
But. The only thing I can think of is because he's got the frame that he does, but he doesn't play super physical. That's it.
Yeah, that is a big thing around here. I mean, for some reason, there are a lot of fans around here that don't think they add up the goals at the end of the game. They add up the hits, and whoever has the most hits wins. But, now that you said that, I can see that.
803-0551, 888-552-550. All right, Paul, we got a couple segments left here in the final part of the show. I do want to go over some of the off-season people that are of interest, or, you know, mostly with the Sabres. It's just on our website, WGR550.com, you could find in the middle of the page the Sabres off-season draft and trade and everything tracker that you need for the off-season. Throughout the year, we will update this with moves with free agents, move with trades and buyouts and everything like that. Paul, let's run down the unrestricted free agents and just kind of who you believe maybe back. There were more unrestricted free agents, but they re-signed guys like Jacob Bryson. They re-signed Jason Zucker. They re-signed Jordan Greenway during the season last year. So the list is a little shorter, but let's run through them. Just some names that I'll throw out there. Obviously, the big NHL name that's left here as an unrestricted free agent is James Reimer, who essentially became the number one goaltender for the Sabres at the end of the year. Do you foresee the Sabres bringing him back in any capacity?
Yeah, I could see that. I have more questions after the last series that Devin Levi played than I did before. But he went up against the number one team in the regular season, who actually then got swept by Charlotte. And it didn't go real well. He didn't play poor games every game, but, you know, he did not play well on that series at all, nowhere near as well as he did against Syracuse. So, you know, I have questions, and I had questions before. I remember at locker cleanout day, I asked Kevin Adams and Lindy Ruff, would you be comfortable coming into the season with two young goaltenders? Yes, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen did it not this past year, but the year before for 35 games. He had some of the best numbers in the National Hockey League. But last year, it was some good, some bad, some like he was that year, some not even close. I would say it was a regression year. So, there are question marks with both. I mean, can Devin Levi's basically good season in the AHL translate to the NHL? And can Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, with a summer with his private goaltending coach in Finland, get it back to what he had before? As a GM, I would not trust that. It could go very, very well. Both goaltenders could come in and be lights out and be excellent, in which case you're probably going to make the playoffs. You get great goaltending, you're going to be in the playoffs. Or they both might not be good at all, and then you're not going to make the playoffs. And I would not be willing to take that chance. Now, you look at the free agent goaltenders, it's not a real great group,
no,
to be quite honest with you.
It never really is.
I don't think, you know, James Reimer did very well as their number one goalie down the stretch, but that was down the stretch. That wasn't the whole season. At his age, I don't think he's ready to be a number one goalie throughout the year, or willing to, you know, he might be willing to be here. You know, you can still send Levi to Rochester, and he's only had a year and a half experience down there. I don't know if he'd be up for that, or, you know, what he would have to say about that. And he doesn't have a choice, actually, but he might be fairly cranky about it, and he might ask to go somewhere else if, you know, he might feel that he's already done his time in Rochester. And, you know, you could try Luukkonen again and see if he has rediscovered it. If not, then you've got Reimer, but then I don't think Reimer, at his age, is somebody you're going to want as your number one goaltender throughout the year when you have basically have to make the playoffs.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I don't think necessarily that it is a smart idea at this stage of James Reimer's career to rely on him to be the number one guy. I mean, yeah, he played relatively well towards the end of the season, but you look at the production that he put up earlier. I mean, I can't even remember the number of consecutive losses he had before he finally started to find his stride towards the end. But you just can't expect a guy that's 37 and I think going to be 38, if not already 38, to carry the load for this team. Sure, they did it with Craig Anderson a few years ago. Anything is possible, but I would not rely on that with a guy like James Reimer at this point. But I mean, I'll put it this way with Devon Levi. I still have faith that he can develop into being a number one goaltender, whether it be with the Sabres or whether it be someone else. I'm not entirely sure. Everything is there for him to be able to succeed. It's just, yeah, that last series against Laval, you would have liked to have seen maybe him perform a little better. I love the way that he's super fluid in net. He moves around real well. He's very methodical about his process and the way he thinks the game. It's just all putting it together for him, and whether or not that's going to be the NHL level this year or it has to be in the AHL level next year, I don't know. I think it all depends on how he comes into training camp, how he works, and how he performs. That'll dictate a lot. But yeah, if they come into the offseason and they go out and they re-sign James Reimer or they bring in another one of these free agent goaltenders, I think that might be very indicative in terms of what exactly the plan is going forward.
His resume says he should be a good goaltender in the NHL. I mean, he is arguably the best goaltender that has ever played college hockey.
Mm-hmm.
He is an all-star in the American Hockey League. He's been down there for a year and a half. If you take his numbers in the playoffs for the last 2 years, they're excellent. Even with that last series, it didn't go well.
Yep.
And that's what you're after. You know, when it's on the line, how does he play? It's just the one bad series. And wouldn't have been a Game 5 if he didn't play well in Game 4.
Yeah.
I mean, he played extremely well in Game 4. And helped Rochester, if I'm going by memory, I believe it was a 5-1 win, if I'm not mistaken. They won going away and looked great. And said, boy, Rochester plays like that, they're going to win the series.
Mm-hmm.
But then Game 5 rolled around, and he wasn't good at all. But his resume would say he's going to be a good goaltender in the NHL.
Yeah, and I would tend to agree. Some of the notable names out there, Paul, in free agency this upcoming offseason that should be available as an unrestricted free agent if the Sabres are interested. Ville Husso last played with the Ducks. He's available. Jake Allen, obviously, is a name that's super high on the list, probably, although he's 34 years old, so he's a little up there in age. Everybody
else
after that.
A little younger than Reimer, but yeah, it's basically the same guy.
Sure, yeah, exactly. Other names out there are Vitek Vanacek, Alexander Georgiev, Anton Forsberg, Daniel Vladar, Ilya Samsonov, and David Rittich. Those are some of the other notable names that may be of interest.
Well, they could grab Samsonov. I think I said to you yesterday, had Murray not traded for Leonard, that was his pick.
That was the pick, right.
Everybody says, well, White was the guy because that's who Ottawa took with the number one pick Buffalo sent. Well, that's not who the Sabres were taking. If they had the pick, they were taking Samsonov.
All right, Paul, we'll run through some of the other notable names that are set to be unrestricted free agents, and these are all relatively minor league players. Mason Yopst, Brett Murray, Cale Clegg, Jack Rathbone, and Felix Sandstrom. Do you see any of those players returning and being part of Rochester again as part of the leadership group sort of there?
Well, you need good veterans down there to help your youngsters. Clegg, I think, fits that role. He certainly isn't a NHL type of a player, but I think is good for down there. Jake Rathbone, again, he was fine, for what he was down there. But Brett Murray, he needs a league between the AHL and the NHL. He's just not fast enough to play in the
right.
NHL.
I would agree.
He plays very well in the AHL, but they keep giving it a shot. It was 2 years in between, but they did it again this year, and He just is not big or fast enough to play in the NHL. But if you want to help him with your AHL team, fine. I mean, that's – I have zero, Yops was their captain. But quite honestly, I thought he did not play anywhere near as well. I don't know if the captaincy weighed him down. I mean, he earned an NHL contract last year as his first one, and with the way he played in the AHL for a couple years with Rochester, he was one of their best players. But that's certainly, I mean, I was watching some of that Laval series, and he had some key giveaways that cost them some goals, and just it wasn't his year. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with him, as I said, as their captain.
Couple of names that I'll throw at you, Paul, with the restricted free agents and just what you're maybe looking to see with a potential contract extension. The names that are interesting, of course, are Ryan McLeod, Jack Quinn, and I'll throw Jacob Bernard Docker in there as well.
Jack Quinn's easy. Here's your qualifying offer. Take care. Let me know when you want to sign it. That's the negotiation I have with Jack Quinn. Nothing more. He needs a prove it year. And I would do nothing more than his qualifying offer, and that would be that. If you want to hold out, hold out. I don't care what you do. That's a detriment to your career.
Mm-hmm.
Sign your qualifying offer. Let's see what you do next year type of a thing. Bernard Docker was fine. I didn't dislike him out there, but, again, I'm not going to go too much further than his qualifying offer. I'm not – you know, maybe a 2-year deal if you really feel strongly about it. But, you know, not that. McLeod's interesting because he would make you think to try to do something that has been done here and hasn't worked real great. And that's, you know, after a career year, let's sign a long-term deal. The Sabres did a lot of that,
mm-hmm.
And it worked for Tage Thompson, and I think it's worked with Dahlin. It was a disaster for Cousins. It was a disaster for Samuelson, you know, just to name a few. I don't know if I want to say it's a disaster for Lukanen, because quite honestly, I don't think Lukanen's contract is all that much. People say, well, the contract. What do you mean the contract? It's like 4.75 for a goalie for 5 years. I don't have any problem with that at all. I think that's low for a goaltender. But with McLeod, I mean, here's a guy that had by far, I mean, his career high for goals.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Was 12. He had 20. His career high for assists was 18. He had 33. And his career high for points was 30. And he had 53. But he's only done it once. You know, he has played four full seasons in the NHL, and he's only done it once. So how do you reward that?
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking to give the 25-year-old, who will be 26 when the season starts, a 7 or 8 year deal, you know, on 1 year? I don't know. Done that before. Personally, I don't think last year was a mirage. I think Ryan McLeod is perfectly capable of doing it again. I love the speed that he brings. I think he's perfect to be your number three center with the things he does. You know, he can play in both ends of the rink for you. So I don't think it was, but I think you're taking a huge chance after 1 good year. Do you take it and make it maybe a 2 or 3 year deal and then do it again after that?
All right, Paul, I got one more move that I want to talk about with you. I think you know what's going on, but I'm going to break right now. Guys, easy. Calm down in there. Calm down. I know. I'm teasing. It's called a tease in this industry. Calm down. We'll come to that when we get back here on WGR. All right, one final segment here on the Extra Point Show on WGR Sports Radio 550. It's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Brayton Wilson, Paul Hamilton here with you. Thanks again, everyone, for tuning in throughout the last couple of days. It's been a pleasure to be able to chat with you and be able to entertain you with some hockey talk over the last couple of shows. Paul, the last move, we've teased this a couple times. I finally got Derek and Josh to calm down about me going to break. But the last one that I wanted to bring up with you is the buyout potential of Matias Samuelsson. I'll give you my take on it. I think personally, I think this is the perfect opportunity to buy out the contract. There's been talks that he's frustrated with the situation here and how things have played out. I know he was one of those guys Kevin Adams highly talked about wanting to be here and be part of the solution here. But just for what he's been able to produce and just the way that he is consistently out of the lineup and just not able to stay healthy as well. To me, it's a no-brainer. You bite the bullet for the 10 years it's going to hit you on your cap. But the good news about it, though, is that the cap hit is nothing over the 10 years. It's literally every year you have, it's a little over $700,000 on the salary cap. It makes absolute sense to me to be able to do this, get out of a bad contract, as you made mention, where it hasn't worked out, and you let Samuelsson move on, see if it works out anywhere else.
I have no desire to pay him for 10 years. I think Terry Pegula has no desire to pay somebody who's not playing for him for 10 years. He's still paying Ehrhoff. I mean, yep. $857,000 a year through the year 2027-28.
Skinner.
And he's paying Skinner, and that goes up to $6.4 million, you know, this coming year. It's not a lot of money. I get that. I like the way he played at the end of the season. He played more like himself, but the problem is it's extremely inconsistent how he plays. I mean, when he's bad, he's bad. A lot of giveaways, but when he's good, he's very good. I mean, they paired him with Dahlin and they looked like they did when they first got together a couple of years ago. I thought it went very well. You know, Tage Thompson was talking about the hit the other day on the podcast he was on and expressed disappointment that nobody stepped in for him. And the one that was standing right there was Samuelsson,
yep,
who has since apologized. But still, there were other times after that where he kind of stood around when things were going on,
and that's
too.
One of the talking points too. And I'll tell you this, Paul, the buyout calculator at puckpd.com is wonderful because you could buy out the contract of a player every year. If you don't buy him out this year and then you decide things didn't work out this year and then you try to buy him out next year, the annual cap hit for an 8-year period is $1.428 million. Like, that to me, that is absolutely, I don't want to risk that at all. If this is the player we're going to get next year is the same that we've gotten this year and even the year before that, I don't want to risk that potential at all of just seeing if it'll turn around and work again. Bite the bullet, buy him out, and just avoid the hassle of not paying a guy and having it impact you on the salary cap by $1.4 million, yeah, compared to $700,000.
I don't know if you could interest anybody in
right
taking him on. You might have to take on some money on a trade.
Right.
You're not going to get much for him, but at least you wouldn't have to buy him out if you could find somebody interested. But other teams have scouts too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's, I don't know how much interest you could get from that.
Yeah. Well, Paul, thanks again for joining me here and hosting and joining along on the show with the Extra Points Show. And I know we'll probably do this again at some point. As you said yesterday, we're usually good to do this twice a year, to have a couple shows every year to do this sort of situation. So I'm looking forward to
it. I was going
to
say, we'll see you next year at this time.
Sounds good. Thanks again, everybody, for listening, tuning in, interacting with us over the last 2 days. Coming up next, Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, filling in for Sabres Live, One Bills Live, all the way up until Shope and the Bulldog at 3. Everybody have a great weekend. Everybody enjoy the first official full day of summer tomorrow here on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.